that I know what I'm doing now
a little bit.
I know the politics of making work. I know the politics of people looking at me and me asking people to sit still and watch something. And I also know that we have expectations of things. And I think that memory was totally void of all of those things. I wasn't, or at least I can't remember feeling that anyone had an expectation of me when I was, you know, little and doing a little solo for the older kids to see. I also think that that little solo that I made when I was 8 was probably more about dancing and having fun and listening to a song. It was to that song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Do you know that song? Yeah. So it was more about loving a song and putting it on and dancing around to it. And what I showed Thursday and what I do now is, though I may employ that, I might put on music that I like and really dance to it, but it's through this other lens of, like, I know what that is. I know what dancing to music is. I know how pop music triggers people. I know about the relationships between music and dance and how there's more of an aural domination, like a sound domination. And sometimes the subtleties of the body get lost when sound is on, or at least blended into the sound. And I think also people have ease in listening to music a little bit more than watching dance. I think music kind of tells us where we can be, like, oh, I'm here, the music is happening, I can sit still and listen to it, or I can dance to it, or I can have a memory to it. And I think sometimes watching dance and performance is harder. People kind of go through this confrontation of, how should I respond, you know? So that's part of what happened Thursday, is as I approached people sitting down, like if I grabbed their leg or if I talked to them or if I went by them and they thought I was going to do something to them, there's all that sort of confrontational energy being stirred up in the room that's like, I don't know what to do if she approaches me. And so that's very, what I'm crafting now is very different than the sort of innocent landscape of, I'm just going to dance here for you guys because I enjoy it. You know, there's a little more, I think, confrontation in what I showed. And not confrontational as in really trying to stir something up with someone, but or make an audience feel scared or on guard. But I think I feel a lot of those feelings in terms of the history of looking and being looked at, and that sort of phenomenology of what are we going through as we're looking at things. We're trying to decode, we're trying to understand, we're trying to align ourselves with the things that we look at. And there are a lot of processes inside of that, and confrontation is one of them, I think. And fear of, please don't address me, don't make me be a part of this. I just want to sit here quietly and be a part of it.